Good day, everybody. Welcome to Growing Up Indigo with me, Adina, and you're listening to BBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. And did you know that it is the number worldwide live internet talk radio network on the planet? Mm-hmm. It is. We took a poll. We know. If you happen to just drop by Growing Up Indigo today, you picked a fantastic day, and I'll tell you why. Today, my guest is Joanna Bessels. She is the director of Healers of the Light, and this is something that I'm very passionate about because it's where I have been heading my whole life. So I'm just going to give you a tiny little idea of what it is. It's about our 12 strands, that's right, 12 of holographic DNA, and the group brings various metaphysical healing methods and seminars and things to allow us to connect to the truth beyond what's apparent and tangible. They're proactive in their efforts of offering tools of value and practical application in our daily lives. So their programs promote finding our uniqueness, choosing higher consciousness and freedom over our limiting beliefs and traumatic memories. They want us to choose love over fear. And in the summary, being ourselves over our limiting ideas of what we think we are. They also bring, of course, one of the most powerful methods for DNA activation available. So I'm going to, without any more conversation, introduce the director of Healers of the Light, Joanna. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Adina. Thank you so much for having me.
I am thrilled. Thank you for so much for coming. So I'd like to, I know you're not, Joanna is not about herself. She's very much about the group. So let me start by you please telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with this healing method.
Thank you so much for asking. Well, the healing method and the whole idea and concept of Healers of the Light came to me by gnosis. I, at some point in my life, after years and years, maybe over 25 years of research in metaphysics and all different healing methods, one day, spontaneously, I started remembering who I am and all these healing methods and all this information. And it simply was like, I woke up. I was like asleep through the whole time. And then one day I just remembered everything and I started remembering past lives. I understood that some of those were not my past lives, but were past life imprints that were given to me for this mission to be able to do what I need to do. And it is excellent because it's the best of both worlds to be able to have the knowledge without the responsibility of previous lives and mistakes made then, but it's just like having that information in you, but it could never be learned by the regular ways of learning. So that happened to me when my DNA spontaneously or through my higher being got activated in the way that now I'm teaching others to do.
So you just had your DNA activated, but it was a spontaneous moment.
It was, I think so, but since I've been talking with my higher selves and higher beings, they commented that what I went through was my reprogramming that I had set up for myself at this specific time. Mm-hmm. So I think it was some type of agreement before coming here that yes. When I reached 35 years old, at a certain exact moment when something was triggered or some symbols were shown to me or things happened, that specific time is when my reprogramming was going to be activated and my DNA was going to be activated with the information that came right after that. It was like that happened, and the next day I had all this information with me and I couldn't stop writing and putting all this together. It is amazing, and it continues to happen now that after it is more organized because I understand what happened, which is the reprogramming method that I am teaching now, is what happened to me, but it's like now this connection allows me to receive more and more information and continues to happen in the same way, and I keep remembering more things. But now it's a little bit more organized because I can also choose what I would like to learn or go in certain direction, even though everything that I've been given is so beautiful, I don't have it. problems with teaching any of the things that have come to me. Really amazing.
Yeah. Is this a method for people who have advanced knowledge of metaphysics?
Not necessarily. And that's the more beautiful thing about all the healing methods. Even though this is a fifth dimensional method, the soul reprogramming method, it does not require that you have any previous knowledge of anything in Earth, because we're going through the premise that with the DNA activation, we're going to get all the information that we need through Gnosis. So basically, it is not even recommended that we know things the way we think that we should, because it's just going to cause confusion when we can acquire knowledge now by other means that are more effective, more powerful, and connect you directly to the truth. It really is not something that you could learn in this plane. I don't think there is any way that anyone in a university or any place, a college, could learn what has been given to me or could be given to anyone by DNA activation. It's like a certainty. It's something that you know that is there. It just needs to be turned on. And it's so subtle that it takes so little just by you wanting to do it. And this process now that is so specific with the matrix of numbers that we use to activate it, that it could be night and day in just a matter of a week or two, which is what it takes to learn the class.
It takes a week or two to get this down, you mean?
Well, the class could be taught either in a week or in 3 weekends. That's the process that we're doing now. And it's because I have divided it in 3 levels in order for people to understand it, and because there are some exercises there that could be a little lengthy. And the process of reprogramming is in layers. In the first level, we're dealing with the program, the reason why we're here, our master program. And that's what we are reprogramming in the first class. And that takes us about 3 days to learn, because we are working with about 34 charts of elements, about 400 elements that we learn what they do and what the activation of them is going to do to the program. And we learn how to connect to our higher beings, how to use the pendulum for the use of the whole program. And that's basically what it takes the longest. And also, the activation itself during the first level is only of those 34 charts, because by me calling by their name each one of these elements, they start waking up in the bodies and elements of the other as a student. Because I am already at a certain activation level, when I call them, these elements start waking up, like a sort of pairing is what happens. So they are in you, but they are not active. So by the time that I start calling them by their name, they start turning off. And we do 34 charts in the first level, and then we go to the next level that is about other 30 charts, and finish with the rest, about 35 charts in the last level. And during this time, there is the activation that is happening. And depends if probably you want to do it faster. I usually want to be done like in a day. I don't have any patience. Mm-hmm. But more people want to be like, I want to take my time, because there are some effects with the DNA activation. You get a little bit overwhelmed. You can feel like things are coming out and mm-hmm. things are getting, going back to the right places. And there are some ups and downs during those days. But it's just minimal. I mean, if there are imbalances, those things have to go out of you somehow. Mm-hmm. So you may feel like there is a little cold, or there is a little bit of a headache, or things like that. And but it goes away as soon as everything is balanced. I would say it takes like 1 or 2 days of feeling these symptoms, and then it goes back to normal. And then in the next level, we are balancing the cells in the memory and cells in the body. And for this, it takes us about also other 2 or 3 days, depending how many people are in the class. We're going over other 30 charts, and we're connecting 3 more strands of DNA. In the first class, we connect 3 strands, and the second we connect 3, and in the fourth, we connect other 4. There are 2 strands of DNA that already are connected, which are the ones that we all know. They come from our parents. They're the ones that are the only ones that scientists attribute to something scientific, and they say the other 10 are just known as junk. That they really don't point to anything. They don't think that they do anything. So that's the reason why they have not been really taken into consideration in science up to now, that there is so much research in spirituality showing that there is a reason why those dense strands are there, because that's our connection with our higher beings, with divinity, with the universal mind. But they need to be activated, because it is this normal process of coming to Earth, is that the activation of those, and it's our spiritual path to find a way to activate those back and while in still in Earth. So, and having this tool is just the biggest revelation, I think, that there is in this century, because we're looking for different ways, and I see that there are so many ways out there to turn on certain elements, but not a comprehensive way like this that has more over than maybe over 1,000 elements, and in a comprehensive way that is more than just the elements of the Earth, but we're working with elements that are metaphysical, that are from the universe, and their elements are from even before coming to Earth. So everything gets balanced in such a way that there is no room for anything to be left out. So
I thought that
very,
too.
Yeah. Very
this is kind of all comprehensive. And as we were, you know, as I've looked and read, I really feel that this, that everything I've done, and all of the workshops and all of the classes and all of the different modalities that I've done is all found here as well. So I really do feel like this is completely it, you know? And then I also realized why I slept for 12 hours last night. That makes sense.
What happened? You felt they were releasing all...
I think I was so exhausted, and I'm usually an insomniac, and I stay up all night. And last night I had to go to sleep. I was so exhausted, and I slept the exact, like, 12 hours. I couldn't believe it. So I think it was just probably healing or I don't know, but it was, I was really out. So if someone wants to take a class, what options do they have? What do they do?
Well, we have, like I was saying, we have the two options. Either right now, because I'm teaching only in Miami, I have a planning to come to California and Atlanta, because I have had a lot of requests from those areas, but I'm just waiting to schedule those further. And but at this time, in Miami, I offer two options, the one-week class and then the three-weekend class, depending on the availability. I have those options often. Also, if there is a group of 5 to 10, depending on the location where I have to go, I am willing to travel and meet the group. It is my purpose. I'm happy to do it. I can't wait to start, you know, gathering the groups. But at this time, all the efforts have been to just promote the actual concept of the class, because it's so new, it doesn't exist. There's really nothing out there that is like this. And I've researched healing methods through my entire life, and I've never found something that works with the elements in this perfection. The farthest, probably thing, the closest, I don't even think there's anything closer, but all the other things that actually work with elements is alchemy from Hermetic system. And that's
something that is that?
The
Hermetic system, I don't even know.
Hermetic system is a very ancient science that comes from the ancient Egypt, and it teaches about elements and how to work with elements, and they think that that's where medicine comes from, and from alchemy, from the use of transforming one element into other and being able to heal with that. But it seems that in the efforts of doing that, they left some things out, and they were focused only on the physical effect, but they didn't take care of the metaphysical effect. So, and that's when all the medicines started, were created at that point, only based on the effects in the physical body, but they left out a very, very important part, which is the metaphysical, the spiritual, the astral body, and the light body, and all the other layers. And but alchemists, there are actually some very famous alchemists in that were working in other levels. Like they say, for example, that Jesus was an hermetist, and that's how he was able to apply his healings with just touching and for healing. And like that, many others, like for example, Plato was also one to talk about hermetics, and there were others, but it was something that was not allowed in the time, you know, in the ancient times, because people could get killed by, or they could be accused of witchery or something like that for trying to use plants to heal or something else to transform mm-hmm. something into other things. So, I think this is a modern alchemy based mm-hmm. on astral healing, and so it's completely out of our this dimension. It is a fifth dimensional class. I have no doubts about it. And the important thing is that after accessing this, after balancing our elements and balancing our receptors and transmitters this way, you're able to access even higher dimensional knowledge. Just the way that I started remembering, then other people that have also already taken the class and are activated, they're already channeling their own information. And that's something that I tell in the class. Our goal is to be connected to the source, and instead of having to find answers in this level where there could be some room for mistakes or interpretation of the authors, which is not a bad thing. It's good to read books and things in this level. But if you have the option to learn something from higher above, from the ether, like if it was just something that you plug in the universe and receive the information through that cable, from that channel, it's just, why not? Mm-hmm. And the quality of the communication that we get after the activation of these 12 strands of DNA, it is so clear, like when we were talking yesterday, how clear and the message is, there's no room for failure. It's so perfect and so clear that it's like you can have, I think I've been talking to higher beings and elements more during this year than to humans, because it's so interesting what they have to say, and it's just so new that I'm like, I don't even want to talk to people. I'm just going to be here talking to these beings. Mm-hmm. But it really, really is just beautiful what they want to do. They really are trying to help us heal and understand these laws of how the universe works and how the frequencies work. And it is so simple that really you don't need to have any knowledge. Like if you come from a place where you have never studied any spirituality or any metaphysics before, and you just are put in the class from day one, you will be able to do it, because anyone can understand that the technique is very simple. We work with 100 charts of elements. They could be each chart could be 1 to 31 elements, and we use a pendulum that it moves with the help of our higher beings. With the activation of the first 3 strands, we're already turned on to start working with a pendulum, and then we continue with our other activations throughout the class. And by the end of the last class, we have 12 strands active.
Wow. I do know that they're incredibly specific. They came up, they said things that were so on target. But I do have to say that it was very, how do I say this? It was very, I know I understood it. There was no question about it. But I'm wondering how the layman would feel. Maybe the words would be different for them. But I know for me, I understood it only because I've been doing this for 40 years. So there's no way I could have missed what they were saying. But somebody else would have probably gotten something very different. Is that true?
Exactly. It depends. It is because your purpose is related to healing. For example, I was healing a person that their purpose was related to being a speaker. The person was going through a drug addiction issue. I mean, they were using drugs, but they were conscious enough where they wanted to release it. So they asked for help. Mm-hmm. And their purpose was very beautiful. They are supposed to be a speaker, a spokesperson that helps other people come out of drug addiction. So for that, you know, it was very simple.
Everybody has their own, right.
Yeah, so it depends on what your purpose is. But this can be used for many, many, many things. Just healing others, for sure, is the main reason, but you can also heal spaces, you can heal relationships, you can heal animals, anything that really, and yes. also just to communicate. If you just want to use it as a thing for meditation, where you can come to a place where you meditate, because this will save you hours of sitting there just trying to connect. You're just sitting there for a second and you say your healing prayer or your connection prayer, and you're immediately in that mental state of meditation, but without being asleep. So you're like in a very relaxed state just by saying the connection words, and immediately you start working with your high self and you can start communicating with them.
So and, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and yes, and that was it.
Oh, okay. So before I go into it, because I do want to tell everybody what my experience was, I still have questions. You do this class in person. Is there any, does it have to be in person? Is there any way it could be online?
Well, not at this time, because we're doing a DNA activation, and that requires pairing, which at this time, the most effective way is using our own DNA, because our DNA is like a big transmitter. And so by me standing in front of a group of people and saying the activation words, it is like an immediate effect. There could be a way, possibly through television, but because the waves in television are similar to the waves that are emitted by the body, but not on the computer, probably not on radio or on the phone. But for some reason, television was the only other option that they are allowing me to use. We're evaluating that right now. We're discussing that with the committee
cool.
of the Masters of Light. Yeah, I'm learning that myself. I don't know. But it makes sense, because when you're watching TV, then you get absorbed, and it's like you're brainwashed at some point. Or you're
totally.
But it doesn't happen the same way in other, you know, using other media. So I think it could be a possibility. At this time, well, I'm also trying to travel. I'm willing to travel because I really want to teach. I'm looking for people that could be our ambassador in area. So, because I'm only one person here in Miami, and definitely we want to bring this to California. There is another center for spirituality, Arizona, New York, and places in Europe too. So hopefully we'll get there. The sooner, the better.
How many people do you have in Healers of the Light?
Well, Healers of the Light is a group for anyone who wants to join. It doesn't really mean that they have to have been reprogrammed to be part of it. Right now, our network is in social media. We have about 3,000 people that are joining us from different places, and they all have expressed their interest. People have asked me, you know, if there are any grants that I could give, but at this time, I'm not a nonprofit yet. I'm trying to find ways, and hopefully in the near future, I could find ways to see how I can give grants to people that really want to study. They're healers, but they don't have the way, or they don't have the means. Also, mothers dealing with children with autism or like ADHD or other behavioral issues that really could use this, because it would calm the children in a way, you know, they could every day connect to the healing powers of the reprogramming, and just help them, you know, be calm and be able to understand the things that are happening, and it really, really makes a difference for them. But they, you know, they have to deal with the kids, and they're still not able to afford a class, and that's something that we're trying to fix. So hopefully, everything comes together pretty soon in that sense too.
Okay. Now, first, this is about reprogramming, correct? That's like the first thing. And then what happens after that?
Well, after reprogramming, now is when we're going to have access to higher frequency programs. So there are many, many things that could happen. Once we're reprogrammed, now we have, like, the door has been opened. We have access to receiving information from much higher frequencies. So we can either start receiving our own information, which is ideal. But in the sense of the academy, what comes after is that I'm bringing other classes that are also related to healing, that there will be more direct application through the eyes or frequencies that comes through our eyes or through our hands. But for that, we need to have the receptors and transmitters of the higher frequencies. So once we do that, we're able to heal in those levels too. and also other activations that come with that, and how to use our mental waves to connect to different places in the mind. That's something that I'm also going to talk about soon in a book that is coming soon that is called The Planet of Ideas. And that's something that we did yesterday, the healing of the of the mind. And I'm writing only a book about that because it's the only thing that could be healed separately from the entire reprogramming. And nothing else could be done separately. Like if you ask me to help you remove your or release negative memories, that's not possible without doing the entire reprogramming. But we can release ideas because the mind is a different space that can be worked on that way. So and that's something that is coming soon. So there's going to be a few books with very, very good information, with connection phrases that you can use to access ideas and go through the whole idea process or release negative ideologies. And the most important, definitely, is the healing powers and things that come after and the activations that we'll have access to with once we are reprogrammed.
Just so you know, yesterday afterward, I sat down and started a book.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. It was just like that.
Imagine, and that was a 10-minute reprogramming. The full reprogramming is like 15 hours. So imagine your change in your life.
I know.
After that.
I would love to. I think because also I'm very actively doing this too.
Yeah, exactly.
So, except that I was doing it wrong. So I think the help I got from you was just really helpful. So now I know that you don't, I don't think, but do you recommend any reading or research prior to taking the class?
No, actually, and that was something that I wanted to reiterate. Definitely it's not a good idea. It's not necessary to study anything prior because those will be some of the ideologies that we have to release. We're going through a very important shift right now. We're going from the shift of the old order to the new order. This started in 1998. About that time is when there was a council in the universe where they decided that they're going to change all the way things are done. It's called the Dharma. The Dharma of the universe, the entire universe has changed, and now we're going through new things. Mm-hmm. So the way that we meditate, the way that we connect, the way that we heal, everything is changing completely. And so it is probably good to have some notions of things, but things are changing in such a way that it's probably better to just be a clear canvas and be open-minded and ready to learn with the new techniques and the new things that are coming, because we're going to that new dimension, to the new fourth, fifth dimensional consciousness. And for that, we don't need to go and study things that were from the past, definitely.
I agree. In fact, yesterday, that's one of the things they said that I was doing that wasn't working for me. So do you want me to tell everybody what my experience was? Okay. So Jonna, she did a small reprogramming, and she says a lot of prayers, and she says them very quick. So I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to hear, you know, what she's saying. And I know she's healing the elements. And tell me when I'm wrong. But I think she was healing my elements like water and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then so she does a lot of praying and reprogramming. And then she balanced my cortex that limited the thoughts and ideas that I had, probably the ideas I had of myself. And then she balanced my planets. And I wasn't sure in what way you balanced them. How did you?
Well, it is actually your committees, the ones we all have committees. We have our guides, guardian angels, higher self committees that determine the healing that we need. And it's my committee communicating with yours, asking what does she need in order to release negative ideologies and blockages. And they recommended that we do a healing of the cortex because the cortex is in charge of communication with our higher beings, and also the universal mind. So there could have been something in that communication that needed to be cleared for it to be more fluid. And possibly that's what started helping you with writing again. Simply is that they indicate where there's an imbalance. We have all these charts, and one of them is a numbers chart. Mm-hmm. And it tells us, go to the chart, number 30, 40, and that's where we find the elements where the imbalances are. And it's so specific that it tells you exactly what part of the brain is where the elements or transmitters and receptors are located, that you need to either balance the number of functions they're working with or balance the number of elements that are in that category to make sure that they are working to perfection. And it is very accurate because it tells us exactly if it has been healed, yes or no. And if there is another imbalance, it points us exactly where to go next. There's no way to fail.
That's right. I remember something also. At one point she said, you know, you were doing this, and you would say, oh, okay, number 42, and you actually did say 42, and then you said 7. 42 and 24 are my favorite numbers. That's just number one. And the next thing, 7, is my life path number. So I was just like, wow, you know. So when she did that, one more question. Now, when you say balancing the planets, just tell me, is astrological stuff included in that?
There is a lot of macrocosmos. Remember, we're a microcosmos of the macrocosmos.
Yes.
So we have a lot of things that are prior to planet Earth leaving. We have a lot of things that are in the astrology, but not so much physical. We do work with elements of the planet and the sun and the moon, but there are elements that are of the head of God, elements that are of different layers of thoughts, of the thought process that God had when you were created, that your idea went through different stages, like in that level of detail. We're working like when he had the idea, let's create Adina, what is she going to do, you know, from that point. And so we go back to that far. And so they could be all the way from there, all the way to elements of the earth, and that's when we're working with fire, earth, water, and air, because things that happen in this level, like discordant energies with you and a relative, for example, will be recorded in elements of this level. But those are probably the least things, the minimum, because more things happened before we came here than what happens here, actually. So it's really surprising that we have probably 7 charts of elements that are of this level and 93 that are before coming.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I mean, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So let me go into what they said. And at first I got like really defensive. They said that I'm not active in my communication with universal consciousness. And I was like, oh, really? I am too. And they said that it's because I'm trying to accomplish a new way of understanding the soul in my own way. And they said that I'm trying to activate and I'm trying to ascend because of, but two things. I do, and I'm paraphrasing because Joanna is very, you know, she just says things that I don't understand. So, but I understood what she said, so I'm paraphrasing. I do too many kind of modalities at once, and I don't take it to the all the way. So, in other words, and it's so true, it really is. I will take a piece of this, and then I'll take another piece of this, and another piece of this, and I'll do a little bit of it, and I'll do a little bit of that. And then I'll put it down, you know. So they were kind of saying, you need to do like one thing, do it, you know. And that was very true. And then they also said that and you'll tell me if I'm right, that she's not giving her guides one specific way of communication. and that's true too, I will talk to them, call on them anytime, anywhere, any kind of, you know, place. I don't have a time. I don't have a specific way. And that might be harming it as well. Is that true?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So those were the two things that they said were keeping me from, and it's just, I have to tell you, this is really funny. I'm not a rule person, which is obvious. I don't have rules. I'm completely like fly by the seat of my pants, always have. So this makes perfect sense to me. And my sole purpose is to elevate people's consciousness by not, and healing. So it's a healer, but it's by not entering the same space that they occupy. So it is to heal them astrally and define boundaries. And after I do this, my job is to tell other healers how to do it. So I've known for many years, I've had people tell me that I'm a healer and that, and the boundary part, oh my God, do I know that. As an empath, when I heal by being an empath. And that's very unhealthy. And it's very unhealthy for me. So I've been trying to heal without, as a medium, by the way, when someone comes to me and I read them, I will go through their death, literally. I will feel their death. And that's very uncomfortable, to say the least. So this is perfect. This was so right on for me that it changed my entire way of thinking. So I thought that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was the whole, that was the point of the healing that we did yesterday, changing your ideas and allowing you to have new ideas. And this is exactly what was accomplished, right?
Now, that was 10 minutes, people. 10 minutes. No, 15. Actually, it was longer than that. But this was a very short time. I can't even imagine what would happen if I took a class like that. I think I would be, if someone took a class, you're saying they would be able to do this themselves.
Exactly. Anyone could do it themselves. Anyone. This is what that's what you learn, how to communicate and how to apply healing. You can apply the healing to others, and we even offer the certification for consultants. Yeah, so you can do that, and also teacher. You can become a teacher. And the idea is to promote this healing to an entire world. So it is very easy to actually become a consultant. All you have to do is take the one-week class or the three-week class and have two reprogramming done, because by the end of reprogramming two people, I am sure that you're proficient with understanding the elements. It is complex. So by the end of two people, it could be your relatives, anyone you like, you will have that understanding of, or start seeing that pattern, like, oh, I see when there is an imbalance in this element, means that this happened. And then you start just connecting. And because of the 12 strands of DNA that are activated at the end of the class, it is just so easy to learn by that moment. And it is really, you're ready to teach, and you're ready to do this to other people. And we offer also reprogramming that is not the class. So if someone doesn't want to take the class, we can also do the healing only. This doesn't activate the DNA, but it does do all the balancing and perfectly integration of all the elements, just like I did to you yesterday. But it does take me 15 hours to do just the reprogramming.
Okay, wait a minute. It takes 15 hours to do the reprogramming?
10 to 15, because we have to go through a lot of elements to make sure that all your elements are reset and updated. So it's not just four that we're doing. We're doing about 1,000 elements. So we go through your program that has, you know, all the elements that are variable and static, and then we integrate them one by one. And you learn to do that in the class. You do it yourself, but in case you don't want to learn the class, I was saying we can do it to you. And it could take about 10, 15 hours, depending on the proficiency. I could probably do it now in about 7 hours. Probably that's my fastest. But I like to take my time. I ask all these questions, make sure that everything is covered, and then I provide a report with all the things that I did, all the balancing of the elements that were done, and that way they have and we also have an appointment after that to just go over these things, and people are always like, oh, that makes sense, you know, that, mm-hmm. for example, the couples that were having issues, and they're like, oh, can you reprogram my relationship? I'm like, that's not possible. Because
oh, my God, that's so cool.
There's no such thing as reprogram your relationship, because that's like an entity that really doesn't exist. I can do both of you, and the integration, and that will help you coexist in another way, like completely different. It will change your relationship night and day. But there's not such thing as reprogram that relationship. You have to reprogram the integrants of the mm-hmm. relationship. So once we do that, we release a lot of like mother and father issues, usually things that are happened to them before, and they're bringing them into the relationship.
That's true. And it really is. And we always yeah. do that.
Mm-hmm. And we can see the imbalances that they repeat themselves through all relationships, that they bring the same imbalances mm-hmm. in water that they had in the family and mother and father to the work relationships, to the marriage. So it's like that thing carries over and carries over until finally you balance those elements and you're not looking anymore to have those elements from your partner, because you're trying to fill out your imbalance from another person, and that's just not possible, and that's when the tension starts.
Okay, so does that have to, the reprogramming, does that need to be in person as well?
No, for reprogramming, usually, and we don't need to be in person because it's astral healing, so I can just apply it long distance. Usually I'd like to at least talk on the phone with a person to just mm-hmm. Ask a few questions, but we don't even need to know any details of things that happen because we're working at an elemental level, and all I'm going to see is what elements are there that are not in balance. But if they're having a special request, like they want to make sure, they want to know why their relationship is not working well or why they can't accomplish certain thing at work. For example, there was a person that, or myself, because well, before I started these classes and this knowledge, I was selling hotels in Miami Beach, and I think I had like $50 million in transactions, and one day everything fell through. And I was like, why is this happening to me? So mm-hmm. I connected to my higher beings and I asked, why this happened to me? Why can't I just have this and that? And they said, the answer I got is that we just saved your life, because this is not what you came here for. You came here to do this. So mm-hmm. it makes sense now. And, you know, I accepted it and I was thankful, because it really would have changed what I was going to do. I probably would have mm-hmm. started investing in something else. And that was not my purpose. So sometimes things happen to us because that's not in our purpose. So I explain to the people, you know, this happened to you because that's not part of your purpose. We have to change the things that you're doing and in a way that you start following that purpose.
So yesterday I wasn't really reprogrammed. I was just like opened.
Yes, you were reprogrammed only in the elements of the mind.
Okay.
So you did have a small reprogramming on the elements of the mind, so we released all the blockages and all the ideologies, but I couldn't implant the new transmitters and receptors because that has to be done and in the third level of reprogramming. It's like a layer.
Cool. Go through the levels again.
Okay, so we have the three levels, which are in the basic class. We have the program, which is the most important thing, why we're here. There's no other reason why we're here. So that's the first thing that gets healed and gets activated to make sure that everything starts happening around you according to that purpose. Mm-hmm. And we pair your frequency to the frequency of the program. Some programs are usually they're most programs of love, ideally. Everything that people come to learn is between 528 hertz and 632 hertz. And some people that come to teach, they could be up to 1,026 hertz. I've seen, you know, masters, they come to teach. And then we pair the frequency of the person to that. So things that start happening around the person are going to be also of that level of frequency. And things just start happening, you know, people start showing up and circumstances mm-hmm. start occurring. So that's what we do in the first class. And then we have the advanced class when we are working with memory and body and brain, which is the cells of the memory and the body and brain. So there we're working with traumatic memories and releasing all those things that could be stored in cells. We store information in our cells, so we're like releasing all that old information and patterns and identification with things that we have. All that gets released during that. And also in that level, we're working with the mind. There we're also releasing ideologies and blockages. So that also happens as part of that second layer. And that's what we do there. And then in the third element, in the third class, we do the body and brain, physically, the body and brain. And we release anything that could be causing functions. Well, not release, but we balance the functions. We have... We're told that only the body should have between 1 and 10 functions, and the brain only, all the elements in the brain between 1 and 5 functions. So if they are working in another, any of those numbers don't match, we try to arrange them in a way that they go to this ranges, so it's not out. And then they'll start working, you know, perfectly. And after that, once we're all reset, then we give commands. What do we do now? We start giving the commands to heal, and the commands to establish boundaries, and the commands to release all blockages and things, just to make sure that everything has been healed. And, well, that's what happens at the end. And the most important thing also, one of my favorite things that I've been working a lot with in the case studies that I show usually in YouTube, are the discordant energies that happens at the end. We make sure that all the relationships that we have had with groups of people that have caused discordant energy are released. So let's say usually with our parents, we have this, we have recorded imbalances in our elements, especially if we had our feelings hurt or some kind of emotional imbalance, we're going to record imbalances in the elements of water. If we had parents that were abusive physically, then we're going to record imbalances in the element of fire. And if they put ideas in our mind, then we're going to have an imbalance in the element of air. And if we didn't feel integrated, we're going to have imbalances in the element of earth. And, yes.
So what was water again?
Water is emotional. So usually it's like, you know, they things that made you feel bad. So you record those things in an imbalance in water. So, and when you don't feel integrated, then you record things on earth, and the mind is the air, and physical interaction is fire. So we see what happens, and we start balancing those. And it's amazing how not only the relationship changes with a person, because it's your perception. The relationship is really your perception of the situation with somebody else. So it's not that they change. They're the same. The one that changes is your perception. So you all of a sudden feel like everything is all right with this person,
right?
Because there was never any problem. It was your imbalance that was making you think that there was something wrong, but there was really nothing wrong. They were there the whole time. They were doing the same thing, and the one that changed was you.
Right.
So it is really different. I mean, it's very interesting how they start seeing things from that perspective after that.
That sounds wonderful, and I honestly know that that's really the truth. It's always our perception. I never did A Course in Miracles. I was never able to get through that, but I do know the premise of it, and it's not that you got that from there, but it's also about our perception and how if we just, you know, just see the truth. The truth is that there is no, like, good and bad. It just is. So I definitely understand that. I want to get into a topic, but we don't have that much time left. But and I don't know anything about this. You say there are 12 strands of holographic DNA. I am really ignorant when it comes to DNA, period. So I don't know anything about it, the strands of DNA. Can you give us an idea of what you mean?
Of course. There could be many more strands than just 12, but this is what we know. this is what we manage as information right now in our three-dimensional consciousness. We manage that we're born with two strands of DNA that connect us to each one of our parents. Each strand brings information from each one of our parents, and that gives us our identity and all the things that we think we are from our parents, and that's what is active. But if you look at research that has been done by scientists, they see that they have found other 10 strands that are inactive. So they really don't point to anything, but they are there, and they are able to see them. No? And when they do a DNA test, they can see that they are too active, and they can see like who your parents are. That's how they define like who your parents are. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you do a DNA test, and they can see that one comes from one and the other. Elements come from the other, but what about these other 10 strands? They really don't think they have much to do, and they have called them junk. That's what even in Wikipedia you can see that that's the definition. And but they actually have a lot to do with spiritual knowledge, and there is a lot of research out there. And if you Google some of this, you can see that people attribute those 10 strands to our connection with the divine. And definitely, I'm sure 100% that that is like the key that opens the door to connection with the divine. After that, then after that, you can have many more activations. You can have many more strands. What I know from what I talked to my higher beings is that the most that we can have in this level is up to 48 strands active.
Wow.
Is what, yes. So that's all the knowledge. Like, we really don't need more than that, because person managing more than that is really would be out of this planet. Like, it really doesn't need more than this. And so the highest consciousness master that has lived in the planet Earth, they have had up to 48.
Wow.
I don't know if that's going to change, but, you know, that's the most. And we can get access to those. We can simply ask, now that you have the tool of reprogramming, to please activate another strand. I want to know more about this. I want to know more about telepathic communication. What do I do? Then they help you find the right connection, the right master that is etheric, and they connect you with that information. And then somehow you start finding things around you, things come to you, and also you start just receiving the information by gnosis.
So speaking of which, did you get the information that humans are going to be having more DNA strands?
Yes, absolutely. They could definitely have more. They could have more than that. There's no limit. There is a limit because everything is related to your purpose. They would not waste things just for curiosity. Everything has to be related for why you're here. That's the only reason. Because when you go back to where you came from, you're gonna be part of the universal DNA, where you have every single thing you need and all the information is there. So it's not necessary to just do it for the sake of it. Is good to do it for the purpose.
Well, so Joanna, I'm sorry, I have to. You are going off. I want you to tell people where they can get to. They can reach Joanna at healersofthelight.com. And is there anything else you want to tell people?
No. That please check us out and let me know if you have any questions about reprogramming. I'm always accessible, and you can email me at info@healersofthelight.com.
Wonderful. Thank you for being my
Thank
guest.
You.
And next week, guys, free readings all for you. You're listening to Growing Up Indigo with Adina. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great week.